Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cenerus Pharmaceuticals Q1 and FY27 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Payal Shah from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Payal.
Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors to the Q1 FY27 earnings call of Cenerus Pharmaceuticals. On the call today, we have Mr. Swapnil Shah, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. Sanjay Majmudar, Chairman, and Mr. Dewal Shah, Whole-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer of Cenerus Pharmaceuticals. We will begin the call with opening remarks from the management, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Cenerus Pharmaceuticals Limited's Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We have uploaded our result, press release, and investor presentation on the stock exchanges and company's website. I hope everybody has had the opportunity to go through the same. Building on the strong momentum from the previous year and driven by our well-defined strategic priorities and disciplined execution, we delivered a very healthy performance in the first quarter of FY27. Our continued focus on operational excellence, consistent execution, and sustained momentum across key growth areas, supported by our diversified business portfolio, enabled us to deliver a healthy performance despite an uncertain operating environment. The diversity of our presence across industry verticals, geographies continues to strengthen our resilience to market volatility while supporting consistent business performance and reinforcing our long-term growth trajectory. Among shifting market conditions, we have continued to deliver on our stated commitments through disciplined execution, operational excellence, and relentless focus on our growth. Our ability to consistently execute across functions while maintaining financial discipline reflects the resilience of our business model. The credibility of our long-term strategy and the execution-driven culture that is deeply embedded across Cenerus. This has enabled us to navigate market uncertainties effectively, capitalize on emerging opportunities, and continue to create sustainable value for our stakeholders. As we enter the next phase of growth, we remain confident in our ability to sustain this momentum, strengthen our competitive positioning, and deliver consistent profitable growth over the long term. Our confidence is supported by several structural growth drivers that continue to strengthen our business fundamentals. We have built a very robust and differentiated business model, expanded and upgraded our manufacturing footprint to support future demand and unique products, strengthened our R&D capabilities to accelerate product development and enhance our innovation engine. These investments are creating a scalable platform that positions us well to capture emerging opportunities across markets. Our proven ability to identify niche opportunities, develop differentiated products, and navigate complex regulatory pathways, paired with a diversified portfolio and expanding global presence, gives us a sustainable edge. As healthcare systems seek distinct solutions, we are positioned to outperform industry growth. With a strong foundation, unique capabilities, and a clearly defined growth map, we are well-positioned to sustain our growth momentum and deliver another year of strong performance in FY27 and beyond. Based on the current business outlook and execution visibility, we expect the revenue growth of approximately 30%-40% and PAT growth for about 50%-60% for FY27, with a similar growth trajectory expected to continue thereafter. This confidence is underpinned by a robust product pipeline with strong visibility of commercial launches over the coming quarters. Speaking about segmental performance, our regulated market business delivered strong performance in Q1 FY27, registering a robust 36% year-over-year revenue growth. This was driven by the continuous expansion of our product portfolio, differentiated sales and distribution channels. Through a balanced blend of in-house development and targeted acquisitions, we have strategically strengthened our ANDA approved portfolio and new product pipeline. Over the past 12 months, we have nearly doubled our portfolio, expanding from 30 ANDAs as of June 2025 to about 58 ANDAs, approved ANDAs as of June 2026, out of which 23 ANDAs have been commercialized as we speak. Of the 35 ANDAs planned for commercialization over the next 18-20 months, we have already completed key building blocks required for successful execution. Our go-to-market strategy has been finalized, marketing partnerships have been established, and manufacturing plants have been aligned with the necessary production capacities to support these timely launches. This level of readiness provides us with strong visibility on execution and positions us to accelerate product launches in line with market opportunities. We believe this proactive planning, combined with our integrated development and manufacturing capabilities, will enable us to maximize the potential of pipeline while driving sustainable growth and strengthening our presence in the regulated market. Beyond our approved product portfolio, we currently have a strong and diversified pipeline of 39 molecules involving more than 110 strengths under various stages of development. This broad and differentiated product pipeline provides strong growth visibility over the next few years. Simultaneously, our team continues to actively identify, evaluate additional products and strengths that can further augment our pipeline and provide us a platform for sustainable growth over medium to long term. Turning to the recent developments that has structurally strengthened and support our regulated market business in coming years. The addition of Upnar facility, our Baroda-based USFDA-approved manufacturing plant, strengthens our manufacturing commercial capabilities, positions us well to drive sustainable long-term growth. Production is already ramped up with the full scale, and further expansion is expected over the next 12-18 months. Our specific purpose sales and marketing and distribution subsidiaries are expected to start second half of this year and scale up significantly over the next few years, will structurally advance our entire U.S. business to multifold. Moving to emerging market business. Emerging markets revenue grew by around 30% in Q1 FY27. EBITDA margin has improved towards mid-teens range now. Importantly, the business is cash flow positive. Our emerging market business continues to demonstrate steady momentum, delivering consistent growth while steadily improving profitability. To further support our trajectory, we are progressing towards obtaining European PICS approved for our Chhatrapati manufacturing facility by Q2, Q3. This certification will significantly enhance our regulatory credentials and provide access to key mid-tier markets like Vietnam, South Africa, and few more. This will expand our addressable market, create new product registration opportunities, support the next phase of growth for our emerging market business. On a consolidated basis, we remain focused on driving strong cash flow generation alongside profitable growth. Our operating cash flow have continued to improve steadily, reflecting the quality of our earnings and strength of our operating model. Despite delivering robust business growth, we achieved a meaningful improvement in our EBITDA to operating cash flow conversion compared to previous years, driven by disciplined working capital management, improved operational efficiency, and tighter execution across businesses. Overall, we have consistently delivered on our strategic and financial commitments, achieving strong growth in both revenue and profitability while demonstrating the resilience of our business model and strength of our execution. We remain firmly focused on scaling our established business model across regulated, mid, and emerging markets, where we continue to see significant opportunities for expansion. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Deval Shah, our CFO, to take you through the financial and operational performance. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, Swapnil. A warm welcome to everyone on our Q1 FY26 earnings call. I will just take you through our financial and operational performance for the quarter ended June 2026. Starting with the quarterly performance, our quarterly revenue or consolidated revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 stood at 180 crores, reflecting a strong growth of 36% on YoY basis. This is driven by robust growth in the regulated market business. Revenue from regulated markets grew by 42% YoY and revenue from emerging markets grew by 30% YOY. India branded generics stood at Rs. 8 crores for the Q1 of FY27. Consolidated EBITDA for Q1 of FY27 stood at Rs. 54 crores, growing by a robust 87% on a YOY basis. EBITDA margin stood at almost 30%, improving by 810 BPS YOY. Profit after tax for the quarter grew by 56% YOY and stood at Rs. 31 crores. With this strong financials, I would now like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Rishikesh Brajesh Shah with Alchemy Capital. Please go ahead.
I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir, on great set of numbers. So my first question is, when we look at our emerging market EBITDA margin, over the last year, we have seen improvement sequentially and yearly. But now when we look at Q1 FY27, it has gone down from 20% in Q4 FY26 to 14% in Q1 FY27. So what would be the reason for this?
Yes, hi. Thank you. Thank you for your question. So historically, if you look at emerging market business, H2 has always been strong, right? So we H1 has always been relatively on the lower side. First time, if you pick last four years, this has been the strongest quarter that we have delivered, from the emerging market business. In fact, last year, first quarter, our EBITDA was in lower single digit percentages. So if you see a QOQ comparison, maybe you will see that little dip, but going forward, if you look at the whole full year picture, I think what we guided for about 18-20% EBITDA margin on emerging market, we are quite confident that we should be able to achieve that 18-20% EBITDA on the emerging market side.
On a full year basis,
yes.
Got it. So, second question is on the branded generics, and this time we have not seen a growth in that segment. In fact, there is a degrowth of 2%. So, do you think we'll come back in that segment as well?
So, I think if you see the growth from 8 crores, it went to 40 crores in a 1 year, right? So, that was almost 5x growth that happened from 25 to 26 and 26 to 27. So, this quarter, the focus has been on the profitability, then on the sales, because we've reached the sales number where it's not very difficult to get our sales number above, say, 60-70 crores as we speak. So the idea is to now, how we can get to 50-60 crores sales number with good 35-40% EBITDA number. So that has been, you'll see, it's kind of little moderated, but from YOY basis, do we expect the growth of 30-40% on branded generics, we are confident of achieving those numbers. But as I said, the focus is on the profitability, then the sales. The last year was focus was on the sales. That's why you saw 88 crores to 40 crores jump, 5x jump. So that's a little change in strategy from this quarter onwards. Focus is more on a profitability.
Got it. So one last question on bookkeeping side. If we look at, has there been any restatement in our numbers for June 2025 quarter? Because if I look at Q1 FY26, this year it is showing that there is a other income of 3 crores. And when you look at the numbers that were stated last year, it is showing other income of almost 9 crores. So is there any change in this?
I think there is no change in policy, but earlier I think mainly the foreign exchange fluctuation was part of the other income, what you are saying. So which we have shown separately downside. So the other income, what we are reflecting today now, it includes the FES.
Okay.
The foreign exchange fluctuation, which was earlier shown above. So that is the only change. There is no change in any policy or restatement or anything. It's just the presentation that has changed.
Okay.
Going forward, it will be on the same line.
Okay, got it. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address all the questions from the participant, we request you to kindly limit your question to 2 questions per participant. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Siddharth Negandhi from CWC. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. 2 things. One, there has been a sharp jump in the number of ANDAs in pipeline for you. So is that essentially to do with the bunch that you acquired? That was question number 1. Question 2 is, if we look at things sequentially, you essentially declined on gross margins, and that is flowing down right to EBITDA and then PAT, right? Now that seems to be driven by a higher growth in regulated markets versus emerging markets for you, is the assumption. On a steady state basis, where do you see your gross margins settling up? Yeah, those would be my 2 questions.
So yeah, on the ANDA, yes, there has been some acquisitions that have happened, and as we previously guided and discussed, whenever we see opportunity which fits in our sales and marketing strategy, we continue to either develop or acquire, right? So that's been our strategy, and it will continue to be our strategy going forward. So that's why you see the ramp up happening on that side. Having said that, there is also a jump on our CDMO, CMO business, number of products that we have on our CDMO, CMO as well. So overall, the overall pie of products has also significantly expanded from the previous year that we look at it. On the gross margin basis.
I would say that a sequential comparison is a little unfair comparison, because in our business, H2 is always very strong. But even then, if you compare Q4 of last year with Q1, on the top line basis, we are quite comfortable. We have achieved that. Even all the margins are very good. In fact, as of the March quarter, there was another income element of almost 17 crores,
yes,
which I think was foreign.
Mainly.
Yeah.
Mainly.
So there's a little bit of restatement in terms of now we are showing it in below in the line other income. But otherwise, even sequentially we have grown, which has never happened before.
Okay, got it. So just understand, sorry, even if I look at the other income of 14 crores last time, which you've shown this time at 2.8 crores, right? Outside of that, also at a PAT level, sequentially at a EBITDA and PAT level, there is a an absolute and a margin decline, right? So just wanted to understand, even at an absolute level, there is a small decline. So what you're saying is H2 is better than H1, and therefore that sequential comparison is not always the right picture.
Yes, just to add what Sanjay said, I think what we are seeing is last year there was a huge FEF, foreign exchange fluctuation was there in the last quarter, if you remember. It was almost 14-15 crores of foreign exchange fluctuation, which this quarter is zero practically. So that is why we are seeing in actual terms, we are seeing some degrowth mainly and solely it was due to foreign exchange fluctuation.
Clear. And just to understand in terms of augmenting the commercialization capabilities, now that there is a sizable portfolio, could you give us some color on what are the initiatives you're taking to augment your commercialization capabilities, given that there is, there is a lot of ANDAs that you have, which are yet to be yet to be launched. If you could throw some color on that.
So, if you look at our business, the business has specifically a US-driven strategy, right? It has four different ways how the products are being sold. One is our Zoraya platform, which is our front-end company, which sells product on our own label. The Merisin, another subsidiary, which is specifically designed for all the government businesses. We have B2B business where our own ANDA products are being out-licensed to other pharmaceutical partners who in turn sells on their own label, where it's our product and they sell it on their own label. And the fourth is our CDMO, CMO vertical, right, where not necessarily the product belongs to us, but we either make, develop, commercialize. There are various ways we engage with the partner on CDMO, CMO side. So these are the large, at macro level, four POS, point of sales for us, So combining all the ANDA portfolio that we have, one, there's a good probability one ANDA could be going in two different directions, right? It could be through our Zoraya platform also, as well as it could be our Amerisin platform as well, right? So whatever that pipeline we have on the ANDA, it's all commercially mapped. All the products that you see either are in the pipeline or they're approved ANDA, we already have commercial partners on, right? So no product is lying there in a portfolio which is approved and we don't have a commercial strategy mapped out. So that we are very, 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 very clear from day one that anything that we take either through our own development or on acquisition route, commercial strategy is well defined and mapped.
Siddharth, just to add, if you just one more clarification, you please compare net profit after tax and please ignore the other comprehensive income because that's merely a translation balance. It's just a translation disclosure. You get my point? So then your margins and everything will look to be in sync even on a sequential basis. After considering that there is no foreign exchange fluctuation income in this quarter, which was 14 crores in the previous quarter.
Clear. Thank you for the clarification, Devilbhai. Congratulations to everyone on a good set of numbers and all the best.
Thank you.
Reminder to all the participants, kindly restrict your question to two questions only per participant. Our next question comes from the line of Pranav Chawla with JMAMC. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Congratulations, Swapnil, on a good set of numbers. Swapnil, I just wanted to get some understanding. We have launched close to 7 products this quarter. We have not seen the same quantum of a top-line growth if I just look at us on a sequential basis. Has there been some back-ending when it comes to launch during the quarter? So do we expect a better, do we continue to expect QOQ improvement in your regulated market business going forward for the rest of the fiscal?
Yes, hi Pranav, thank you. There have been launches, but this quarter launches were not significant that it will contribute meaningful on the top line, add meaningful contribution, right? So yes, multiple launches are planned in this quarter, next quarter, and in the remaining last quarter of the year. I think I'll stick to our guidance, what we've given for the full year. In a couple of quarters, if that needs to be revised for whatever reason, we'll discuss on that part. But right now, I think we are quite confident on what we've guided for.
Got it. If I look at our operational profit for this quarter, it's been pretty strong given the fact that launches will continue to improve from here on. Do you think you will end the year with better margin profile than what we have ended this quarter, given the fact that 2H is actually better for us?
As I said, we'll stick to our current guidance.
Got it. Fair. Thank you, Swapnil. That was it from my end.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Parth Sodha with Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Am I audible? Hello.
Yes.
Good evening, and first of all, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on Sterlite injectable project. Still has about 100 crores of IPO proceeds yet to be utilized. So could you provide an update timeline for commission and commercialization?
Yes, so sterile injectable project is, as we said, I don't know if you have followed a recent change of object in terms of how we intend to use our IPO proceeds. So we've scaled down a little bit on the sterile injectable side of the business and utilized the proceeds towards expanding our capacities on oral solid sites, both at US as well as India. We strongly are going to look at sterile injectables and create similar differentiated portfolio and business model on that side as well. But that has been pushed to later half of this year from the execution standpoint.
Just to add, I think this is subject to the shareholders' approval, which I think is pending. It is in process. So we have gone for this change in object.
Winter say change in object.
Sterile, we are going with a small pilot project. We are not saying no, but initially we are going with a pilot project with the reduced cost.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Achal Maheshwari with Neradi Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to know how many products have we commercialized from our Apnar facility, which are transferred from the US facility, right?
Yes, I. So that's all in the process, right? I mean, it's you still have to take batches, you put it on the stability, file it, and FDA approves it, right? So it's everything is in the process. So far, we have commercialized about six products from Apnar facility. To give you a perspective on the scale up of Apnar, we produce in this quarter, we produce about 30 million units, close to about 3 crores. Unit at Apnar facility, and we have 18 products mapped that includes the new launches as well as some of the products that we want to move from the US side to India side. So the focus is on the launches right now. I think the larger focus on portfolio rationalization will start from next year, where we will see which facility will continue to manufacture for next 3 to 5 years, whether it's required to be in India or required to be in the US. Plus, you know, there have been news of certain tariffs that probably can reflect. So we are keeping a wait and watch, approach. But wherever we see significant cost advantages, we are moving them to India as we speak.
Right, sir. And sir, on both your regulated markets and emerging markets, what kind of growth are we expecting for the next 1 to 2 years, and what sort of margins do we plan to make sustainably?
So if you look at our portfolio and what we have currently mapped in terms of approved ANDAs, products that are in pipeline, some of quite a bit of are already filed, are waiting for approvals, our CDMO, CMO vertical, and our emerging market, the filings. So we feel in about 3 to 4 years, that's a solid roadmap for us to achieve 2,500 to 3,000 crore kind of a revenue with what we have currently in our pipeline. We feel confident in terms of achieving those numbers with similar or slightly better profitability that's out there. And whatever that we'll probably be able to do in next couple of years, that can further enhance. But as we speak today, I think three to four years time frame, 2,500 to 3,000 crore revenue is what we are currently comfortable in terms of sustainable growth from where we are today.
That's from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Smit Doshi with Oaken Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So just I have two questions. First is with regards to that your mention of Chatral plant for European Union. I just want you to repeat that thing. Actually, not able to understand one that thing. And second thing is with regards to what led to your decision to change the hyperphosphate use from sterile injectable to oral solids. So I just want to understand your rationale behind that.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Smith, for your question. So I'll take the rationalization of sterile to oral solid, right? So if you see the pipeline on our oral solid, both on the CDMO, CMO, as well as our own product is growing leaps and bounds from where we were last year to what we are today. In fact, Apnar acquisition was also not planned. It just came at a value that we could not have refused, right? So once that comes in, then maintenance of facility, increasing of facility, making sure that there's enough capacity and capability available for our oral solid portfolio to grow, sustain, and create meaningful opportunities around it, right? So for all this means, of course, the capacities are needed. We have to create a new production line. Existing production lines, we have to change equipments to have a higher capability and capacity. So there are a lot of things that have happened, right? So that's a strategic rationalization. As a management, we took a call and we thought that this could be a better use of our proceeds than creating a completely new greenfield facility and then wait it out for it to scale up and create the opportunities for us. Again, as I said, that's still a good part of our strategic focus. Not that we are going away, but this is something we feel that can generate quick, immediate, next 2, 3 to 4, 5 years kind of revenue generation, what we anticipate it to be. So that's a strategic call as a management that we have taken.
So what I just said, if you see the change in objects and the statement, explanatory statement that we have appended with the general meeting agenda, you see, we are now starting a pilot facility, which is a little scaled down, but we are entering injectables in US in a rather long-term strategy. This is just realignment of our end-use proceeds, knowing that 100 crore is available. What can give me the most optimum utilization in terms of return on investment? That was the pure idea. I think your first question was on PICS.
PICS, yeah. So PICS, we've got a PICS inspection done at our Chatral facility in Ahmedabad. There we make oral solids, injectable, and liquid. That will enable us to give us, access to multiple markets that we are currently not able to access. Markets like South Africa, Mexico, Vietnam, and a couple of other good lucrative markets.
Okay. And with regards to that emerging market business, sequentially your margin is down from 20% to 14%. I understand the S2 would be heavy. But on the GM level, gross margin level, is there any difference between quarter four and quarter one? Because I understand S2 would be heavy, so fixed cost absorption would be much higher. But on the GM level, what is your view?
Please understand there are two things. One is H1 versus H2. Second is also in a typical quarter, what is the product mix, what are the costs that we have incurred for a typical range of products. So there are multiple new registrations which will come into effect this year. So as Swapnil guided, overall 18 to 20% for full year basis. So I think for these emerging markets, it would be a better yardstick to look at us on a full year basis, and we are quite confident. That's what he says. So,
like, while we are on the subject,
I think gross margins have improved as compared to the Q4 by 1%. Gross margin is more.
Got it. Thank you so much. And congratulations for the good set of results. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Umesh Ladha with Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
So, sir, I just wanted to know that when can we expect the filings to begin from our Zoraya facility? then what is the current utilization of the Apnar unit, and what is the revenue contribution from that unit? And lastly, on the CapEx front, could you give some guidance, like at least for next 2 years, like what our CapEx would be, and even for FY27?
Yeah, so I think we don't have any facility in the Thuraya, so I couldn't get the question right. But from Apnar, the utilization right now is close to about 80%-90%. But large part of utilization today, large, you can say large, yeah, large part of utilization is also going towards product qualification and launch, as well as there's a commercial revenue coming in, right? So the work is going on both the direction, like new product qualification and launch, product filing from that plant, and commercial business. So we are easily operating at about 80%-90% of our capacity in terms of production capacity, not from a revenue standpoint, because there's a lot of filing and qualification is happening. In terms of CapEx, you can.
Next CapEx, what we have planned is 27, we have planned almost 120 crores of CapEx across all the subsidiaries taken together. These are majorly, we are increasing some capacity in the oral solids, as Swapnil earlier said, and starting of the injectable pilot plant. So there's no major CapEx specific to our facility.
I think next year also, you can take a minimum 60-75 crore run rate.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, I meant is Zoraya Pharma, which we have a subsidiary in U.S., like it's a B2C arm which we have.
Correct. So Zoraya should get operationalized from September, October of this year. And similar time frame is also for Americin. So they both our strategic initiatives will commence operations around the same time.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. And next question comes from the line of Divyam Ketan Doshi with 923 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so congratulations on the wonderful set of numbers. I just wanted to know that you had mentioned that emerging markets is now cash flow positive. So can you actually share in rupee terms what, how much cash it generate? And so if we can know that it is a meaningful contributor or barely positive.
In this quarter, we have generated almost 18 crores of operating cash.
18 crores, right?
18 crores of operating cash, yes.
Okay, and also I wanted to know how big could the EU opportunity realistically become in the next potentially 2-3 years?
Difficult to gauge on that side, but we are actively filing products. We are doing a lot of work with our approved portfolio and products that are under stability. We have close to about 100-120 products that will be filed in this market over next year or so. So yeah, quite decent pipeline. Revenue number we don't know yet, and I think it is too premature to kind of have that mapped right now.
Okay, and one final question, that you had mentioned that you have been wanting to launch products with potential NDA approval in the USA, which is a bit different and expensive path from the ANDA generics business. So is there any specific product in that pipeline today, or it's just thinking in process?
No, so we have opportunities that are mapped, that are ongoing. Would too premature to comment on it right now, but we have quite a number of products that would fall under that category.
So going ahead, maybe 3-4 years, you mentioned you are planning to reach somewhere between, not three, four years, between 2,500-3,000 crore top line. So is this could be a big contributor?
So that doesn't include any NDA products as we speak, because the approval of those products are not in our, something that you cannot predict, right? Because of it, there are a lot of moving parts, a lot of factors associated with it. So whatever that we have guided for is something that is 100% visible for us in terms of what we can achieve. The NDA products comes in, gives us that boost that we will see at that point of time. But that guidance doesn't include any of those NDA opportunities that we are working on it today.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Aniket Madhwani with StepTrade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So there is this news coming up from U.S. They are planning to impose tariffs on the generic medicines they import. So if we consider a scenario that actually takes place in 2028 as they are planning, so what are views on the market? I mean, how are operations will be affected if that potentially takes place?
Yes. Thank you. Yes, Aniket, if I have to summarize in a very simple word, I think I would wait until the trade agreement between India and U.S. to be signed. Once it is signed, I think the better clarity will emerge. We'll wait until then.
I mean, do we have any alternate plan if this?
We already have a facility in the U.S., right? I mean, so for us,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a neutral, right? We have facility on the both the sides. So
again, I mean,
I'm saying
for the
I'm not.
Apna plan.
No, so it's still there is again, as I said, I don't want to jump the gun unnecessary. Let us get trade agreement signed. I think it's in advanced stage as we speak. Once the agreement is signed, what are the fine prints of those agreements, how the healthcare sector, specifically pharma, is covered, and I think the better clarity will emerge then. So I would wait until it is done.
And anyway, just say 2 years. So it's too long a time for the way historically, these tariff scenarios have kept on changing. So let's not worry about it. Definitely not from a Cyneros standpoint at this time.
Got it. And are we planning to increase the emerging market mix in terms of our total revenue? I mean, what will be the revenue mix going forward in 2 to 3 years?
No, so emerging market, today we have 500 odd products registered, approved, right, which is likely to give us around 170-180 crores kind of a revenue number this year. So per product basis, if you look at it, we have another 942 products that are under registration. So that can give you, which can be approved in next 2 to 3 years, that can give you a ballpark high-level number in terms of where the emerging market business could be. But at the same time, the U.S. and the regulated market is also significantly going to increase, right, in terms of the overall revenue. So percentage-wise, mix-wise, we don't see any change in terms of where the revenue is going to come from. But yeah, both the pies will continue to increase with its own pace in terms of where they are at today. So I don't see any change in terms of percentages mix.
Got it. Yeah. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Aniket.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Harshit Pandey with Blue Star Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers. So my question is, as you have given the guidance for FY27, so what we can expect for FY28, as there are so many ANDA approval we have got and we will launch it. So can you then please guide me on FY28, what we should expect?
Yes. Thank you, Harshit. So as you probably would have heard, what we're expecting our revenues to be around 2,500-3,000 crores in about 3 to 4 years time frame. So that's about 3-4 years guidelines from today, right? This year and the next year, I think I've also spoken about it in my note, that the growth trajectory most likely to continue in the similar direction for us to achieve that kind of number. So if you, it's difficult to say it will be exact that number or higher or lower, but on a hindsight basis, if you look at 3 years down the line, 4 years down the line, where do you see us to be? We see ourselves to be around the number that we have guided for. particular year or a quarter, there could be some variation of 5-10% year or that, but the strong growth momentum and better than industry averages is what we feel we are going to achieve as far as growth is concerned.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav Shukla with Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Am I audible then?
Yeah.
Thanks, sir, for giving me opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, my all questions has been asked. One question is that, sir, I want to know that, as you said that, revenue growth 30-40% for FY27 and PAT growth 50-60%. So, and further 3,000 crore for 3-4 years. What is the growth driver? These regulated and emerging market?
Yes. So, yeah, thank you, Gaurav, for your question. So if you see in our presentation and as well as what you've spoken about, today we have about 23 commercial ANDAs that we have. We have approved ANDA of about 58, as we speak. So 35 more ANDAs yet to be launched, which are approved. And then we have 39 more ANDAs, 39 more molecules that are under development. Some are filed, some are to be filed. So the growth trajectory of approved and going to be approved product continues. That will drive our further growth from the U.S. standpoint. Non-U.S. markets, markets like Canada, markets like Mexico, markets like U.K., UAE, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Vietnam, multiple of such, Australia, New Zealand, multiple of such markets we have products filed in. That will further give us considerable amount of sales going forward. Coming to emerging markets, what we have told is we have 500-odd product approval today that we have, and we have about 900-odd more registrations that are already in pipeline, which are already filed with MOH. So that will again further significantly increase our revenue as more and more registration approvals will come in. From a branded generics India domestic business is concerned, we expected to do about 50-60 crores this year, and then there is also significant growth that can come from the branded generic space in next 2-3 years timeframe as well. So all in all, if you see our three engines in terms of revenue that gives us, all are positioned for a strong growth, and that gives us a visibility of achieving those numbers which we have stated before.
So having said that, just to add, the 70-30 kind of mix between regulated and emerging markets should remain in this vicinity at least for next few years. That's what it looks like.
Okay, thanks for sir. One sir, if things that you have said that apna facility has been utilized at 80-90%. Sir, or it will expand about CapEx in apna facilities, anything?
Yeah, so we've already started working on the third line of production in Apnar, and fourth line of production is already been planned. So we are significantly ramping up our production capacities at Apnar facility, as well as we have ramped up our U.S. capacities and going to increase our capacities there also. So on both the plants, there's enough capacities expansion is happening to achieve the growth that we want from the regulated market.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you a lot, and all the best for future, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Utkarsh Somaiya with Eco Quantum Solutions Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and congrats on a good set of numbers. You guided for a 50% PAT growth in FY27, and you said that the growth will continue thereafter. So can we expect a similar number in FY28 as well?
I think, Mr. Utkarsh, the problem here is that we give you a specific guidance for this year and then overall guidance for next 3-4 years, right? We want to grow, but putting an exact number for FY28 is a bit premature. Let us be happy with what we have said at this point in time.
Okay. So ultimately, our longer-term goal is to reach that 2,500 crore mark.
Exactly. That's what we are aiming for, as Swapnil said.
With the current margin profile of 30-odd%, right? Or that can
should,
still go up?
Should, yes, that's what we want to sustain as the minimum.
Perfect. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir, team.
Thank you. I would like to once again thank everyone for joining our earnings call. We will keep updating the investor community on a regular basis of our developments at Cenerus. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with us directly or our IR partner. Thank you once again.
Thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, that we conclude today's conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.